And good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Monday, November 13th. I am your host, Josh Engel. And today we are joined by the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging, predominantly there. I would say director, possibly. I would say director, Sandra Morris.
No. Just a board member.
Board member. I mean, but you know, you're the boss lady. I mean,
no,
let's be honest.
You've done it the longest. I just have fun doing this.
You do have
been doing it
fun.
A long time.
Yes, ma'am. So that's our guest, Sandra Morris. Today we're going to be chatting about the Carroll County, West Georgia's Council on Aging's annual Thanksgiving Fellowship. This has been going on for many years now. It is always a good time for all who are able to come out. Both the seniors in our community as well as those who step up and volunteer, all the booths and the different groups represented. Now, this fellowship is going to be Thursday, November 16th. It's going to be at the Carroll County Rec Center over on Noonan Road. It is open to all senior citizens in the West Georgia area. Doors open at 9 a.m. It's going to be some great food, a lot of fun, door prizes, giveaways, but we'll talk about all of that here in just a moment. First, let's hear from Sandra. Sandra, if you could, at this point, you are no stranger. Everyone in the West Georgia area knows you. If you could, tell us a bit about your organization, the primary mission of the Council on Aging, and if we could, maybe we could speak about some new developments.
Well, our mission originally was 47 years ago. We had a lot of unmet needs. We still have some of those, but our primary need then was fellowships and activities for seniors. We're very blessed now to have a lot of senior centers. We have a lot of activities and things, but we still keep assessing the community to find other things that need to be done. And so that's our primary mission, is just do things that people need in the community, especially our elderly. And one of the things we've started doing is trying to integrate our youth back into the activities. And we are really, really proud to have a lot of kids that participate, especially in the Temple School Cluster. The FFA has been very, very good to come out and do things and volunteer. And we urge the other schools, if you've got groups that need to do something or want to do something, come on out. Of course, our civic clubs, we could not make it without them. The Carrollton Dawnbreaker Rotary has really stepped up to the plate this year. Sertoma has always been a supporter. Kiwanis has always been a supporter. They've been doing our May Fellowship food for more years than I can even remember. And most of those guys grew old like I did doing this. So it's a community event, and it's for anybody that's 55 or older and can hear me. You don't have to live in Carroll County. If you can, doesn't matter. Harrelson, Heard, Douglas, wherever you hear me, Alabama, you come on. And it's going to be fun.
Now, I did want to remind everyone, we are live streaming right now on our WLBB Facebook page. We already have our first comment. Mayor Pro Tem Bridges says, awesome, exclamation point. So we are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for Sandra, type those in, and I'd be happy to read those out to our guest. So Sandra, why would you say it's so important to have events like this for our senior community? Having this opportunity to get out of the house and to fellowship with folks, not just their age, but like you mentioned, the youth in the community that are volunteering, the FFA and whatnot. Why is it so important to get these folks out and moving?
Well, life has changed a lot. People don't go to Grandma and Grandpa's every Sunday afternoon and spend the afternoon. They don't see their family like they used to. And it's just important that these kids see these senior citizens, see the elderly, appreciate the elderly. We have the best community in the world right here. And who made that community? It was those senior citizens, those elderly people now, that made this West Georgia area what it is. So it's important to learn from them. They still have a lot of knowledge, and they can share it with us. The biggest thing is this is an annual event. People look forward to it. People have been calling me for weeks. When's it going to be? Yeah. It's always been the Thursday before Thanksgiving. But they want to talk to me. They want to hear me. And I want to hear from them. You know, it's important to me, too. I've been doing this for 47 years, and, you know, it's important, or I wouldn't keep doing it.
Oh,
it's
absolutely. Good. The amount of work you have consistently put into these events does not go unnoticed. I mean, this is a lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of coordination to make these events as special as they are. Now, you mentioned that the Council on Aging has some new developments. I'd love to hear some of,
Well, we're like every other nonprofit. We're always looking for money. You know, we provide lunch every event. And if you've been to the grocery store, money don't grow on trees and it don't go very far anymore. So we just, you know, we're always looking for fundraisers. So this particular event, we have an annual raffle. And the Barnes store donates a handgun. Sit and Sleep donates a recliner. Morris Auto Sale gives a $100 bill. When you buy a $5 ticket, all the money goes to the Council on Aging to pay our bills. And we do have bills. We advertise, we buy food, we buy water. You know, all everything that a business has, we also have expenses. So if you want one of those $5 tickets, I have some. A lot of our Council on Aging members have them, but it's a great opportunity. And you'll, you know, three chances to win is not bad for $5. But one of the things that we've really seen as an unmet need is activities for people with dementia. Dementia is a scary thing. I have learned a lot myself, and I have worked with seniors for over 40 years, but I have been learning so much about dementia. There are 70 different types. Mm. I'm also a Rotarian, and so I'm also a grant writer. When I saw something pop up about a Rotary grant, Rotary International had received a large chunk of money, but it had to be used for programming for that. We applied through our Carrollton Dawnbreakers Club. We were got the second highest grant in the state, and I'm tickled to death to say that we're going to be doing some programming just with people who have Alzheimer's, different types of dementia. You know, dementia, like I said, there's 70 different types. MS,
I didn't know
Parkinson's.
That 70 times.
I did not know that either. And, you know, we can't necessarily prevent it, but there are things that we can do to slow it down, things that we can do to help families handle it better. Exercise and movement. You know, they may not be able to go to the gym, but they can do things. Art and, of course, music. Music brings them back to life. So that's the three programs we're going to be doing thanks to our Carrollton Dawnbreaker Rotary Club. We're also going to be using them as volunteers. They've got to help. So they're going to be visiting in these locations. Visit your nursing homes. Visit your assisted living. I'm at Laura Glenn now, and we need volunteers. We need people to come and visit. If you've got family member there, you sure need to be coming and visiting. So that's the biggest thing we've got going right now, and I'm real excited about it.
That's great. I mean, congratulations on receiving the grant. I mean, people don't realize how difficult it is to write grant requests, how specific they have to be.
It's competitive, very competitive.
Second highest in the state, huh?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Wow. I mean, I know this is something that you might not be ready to talk about. It might be a few months in the future and a future program, but I mean, you mentioned music. Is that going to be one of the possible programs that you want to put
together?
Oh,
yes. It's a three-part program. We're going to have someone who's going to do a music program, someone who's going to do art, and someone who's going to do a movement exercise program. Hmm. It's an only 8-month grant. I'm hoping we do such a good job, we document it so well, people get excited, that we can make it a permanent thing. But you got to remember, the Council on Aging has no employees. I mean, they're volunteers, and most of these volunteers, like myself, have a full-time job, have a life and a family, and so it's going to be tough, but I'm hoping.
And
I'm optimistic.
Good reason to continue making donations to the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging. Made up entirely of volunteers, so every single cent is going to serve the seniors in our West Georgia area, our local community. Time is 8:39. We'll go ahead and take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with board member of the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging, Sandra Morris, as we chat about their upcoming annual Thanksgiving Fellowship Thursday, November 16th. Doors open 9 a.m. at the Carroll County Recreation Center. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Monday, November 13th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guest today, go ahead and hop in there, and I'd be happy to read those out to Mrs. Sandra Morris. She is a board member with the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging. If you just tuned in, we definitely check out the full podcast of this episode or the full stream of this episode, which will be uploaded to, of course, to our station's Facebook, our WLBB Facebook page, as well as this station's website, graticommunications.com. You can hear the full story, some of the upcoming developments that have come together for the Council on Aging, including a second highest grant in the state for individuals with Alzheimer's was presented to the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging. They're going to do some amazing work with that. Be sure to check out the full episode. But now we're going to talk about the annual Thanksgiving Fellowship. It's coming up Thursday, November 16th. As always, the Thursday before Thanksgiving. Doors open at 9 a.m. Sandra, this is a beloved event. This, as we've mentioned, this has been happening for many years. An awesome opportunity to get some of our seniors out of the house, out moving, fellowshipping, enjoying some good food. Many of whom are alone, so this is a great opportunity to have that fellowship. Tell us about it. You know, this is this year's, I'm sure, going to be bigger and better than ever. Tell us what folks can expect.
Well, you know, I remember the first event we ever held. We held it in Villarica because we didn't have a place in Carrollton to hold it. We held it at, I don't remember the name of the building, but it was a little dumpy place in Villarica. We had 75 people there, and we were thrilled to death to have 75. Most of those people that were at that event, besides me, are dead now. You know, and so that really makes me think, you know, and there are so many people that I have enjoyed their company throughout the years that I miss when they're not at this event. So it is very special to me. I work on it all year. My husband and I were painting pine cones last night trying to get ready. I pulled him into it. And it's just, as I said, Morris Auto is now a donor. They donate for the raffle. Just a lot of people that have made this what it is. Our Sheriff's Department, of course, Terry Langley's going to be there, hopefully dancing.
Oh, I'm sure he will be.
Hopefully, if he's there, he'll be dancing. And we do have the Lard Bucket Band coming from Alabama. And everybody that's heard them knows how fabulous that's going to be. Josh McCorsley's going to be providing the Thanksgiving lunch for us at a greatly reduced price. We love Josh, and thank you, Josh, for what you do for our community. But there are just lots of people that I you know, I'm going to miss a lot of people if I start naming. But it is insurance season, too, so thank you, Randy Sanders. Everybody knows Randy from Bremen. He sells insurance. He informs people. He educates people, and he is one of our major sponsors. And, of course, the Dawnbreakers are. The Barnes store has been for many years Sit and Sleep. The Kiwanis, like I mentioned, the Sertoma Club, Southwire, the Sheriff's Department, you know, it goes on and on. Laura Glenn, which is a senior living community, is a major sponsor this year. And we have assisted living, independent living, and also memory care. But all the senior centers, we couldn't do it without you. Michelle Morgan's doing our coffee and all the fixings. Brookdale supplying a lot of our supplies for us. And, you know, it gets on and on. Three Rivers is decorating for us.
Yeah, West Georgia and, Cardiology, Private Self-Storage. I mean, there are a lot of organizations and individual individual, you know, office holders here in the community, like Michelle Morgan or Sheriff Terry Langley. These are all companies and organizations that stand up and try to help make this happen.
And they all have relatives. They all have elderly relatives. You know, if you think back to your grandparents, I'm sure you've got some fond memories of those. I grew up next to grandparents, spent every Sunday at another set of grandparents. You know, and people say, oh, every Sunday. Yes, and it was fun, and I miss those times. People just don't know what they're missing when they don't visit with their families. It's really bad to me that, you know, people don't visit. So I try to pull my grandchildren in as much as I can. But they're busy. You know, we're just living in fast times. But this event Thursday is going to be fabulous. We have got 25 vendors coming, and they supply various kinds of supplies, information, everything you can imagine. We've got Trouples Vein going to be there, home health, hospice, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I love the vendors because, you know, when you have it, you've had it at the Carrollton Rec Center in the past. Now that you've been having it at the Carroll County Rec Center, excellent parking. I mean, it's a perfect spot for an event like this. But I always think it's so cool how you have vendors wrapped around the whole building. And each of those vendors are there because they provide a service that the seniors from the local community genuinely would want to talk to these folks. I mean, these are all, you know, specific medical providers, as you mentioned, Randy Sanders with insurance, Medicare, all these things that all these services that they can actually benefit from. I mean, it is tailored specifically for their enjoyment. I think that goes so far.
And we try to make sure that whatever they're showing is for senior citizens. You know, there's just lots of needs now. You know, we're also trying to get into this scam prevention, send out information as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I receive probably 8 to 10 calls a week for referrals for some kind of services. The elderly don't have their handbooks anymore. They don't send out little books telling them stuff anymore. So many of them just call me, and that's okay. That's what I'm there for. When they need to know where to get affordable housing, if they need to know about senior housing, anything, you know, if they need to know about where to get prescription drugs or food. Food is becoming a major issue, so we're working a lot with the food banks, the different groups. We're still doing some food distribution through different options that we've been able to do. During COVID, we were able to do a lot of the rural food boxes. We did thousands of those. Thank goodness we're not doing that again, but need be, we'll get in there. But thank you to everybody that operates a food bank, especially if you have an emphasis on the elderly. They don't have transportation many times, and so it's important that we provide what they need.
Absolutely. I mean, with an event like this, you have, you mentioned the meal has been provided by Josh McCorsley. You also have this live entertainment here. So the Lard Bucket Band and Alabama Rain. So could we talk a bit about what kind of music they play?
Well, Lard Bucket Band is Ryan Robertson. I believe he's a probate judge in Alabama. And they're sort of branching out now. And the Alabama Rain is still the same band. They're trying to save their, I guess, change their name.
Oh, yeah. But, oh, I see. Slash Alabama
Rain.
Yeah,
it's Slash. It's one and the same. But he's bringing in, I think he has a fiddle player. He promised me he'd bring a fiddle player. I told him if he didn't, I was going to learn to play the fiddle next year. But that would be a trip. But they are great. They play every kind of music you can imagine, some of the most precious gospel music. But, of course, the dance floor is what's important. But even if you don't dance, it is fun to watch and laugh and pat your foot. So if you don't dance, come on out anyway.
So I love that. So they're going to be playing some good dancing music.
Oh, yes, some of the best. And they are also playing Friday night for another group that I'm a member of, our Carroll County Alzheimer's Support Group. And that's a very old organization. We're over 25 years old. But Friday night, we're having our big event for that. So if you want some information about that, we do support group meetings and lots of things, respite in the community. You can also call me. And my phone number, 678-378-0985. If you didn't get that, they've got it here at the station. But anything that has to do with senior citizens, I just about know about it. If you know something I don't know, please call me, because I do need to know about it so I can do referrals.
Absolutely.
I appreciate Jay Collins, Mike Dugan, and all these people, even our governor who listens to me. When I find out something about senior citizens that they need to know, they're always eager to listen to me. And we need to be aware that there are people out there trying to take advantage of our seniors.
Yeah, the scam stuff you mentioned earlier. My God, the calls
everywhere
that come through. They're getting real creative, too.
Yeah.
And that's difficult, especially when you have someone who might be suffering with, as we mentioned earlier, dementia. Or the onset of dementia, and you have these scams. I know that Sheriff Langley's works very hard to try to help and prevent this stuff.
Yeah.
But these calls come in every day. We all get them.
And you know, some of them are very scary. I have experienced one myself where, you know, it was a scary thing. And with the technology that we have now, they can spoof your phone number. They can make you think a relative's calling you, you know.
Yep.
And so we need to get the news out. We need to educate these people. Give them as much information as possible, but go visit them. If you've got an afternoon, go visit an assisted living somewhere. Go to the nursing home. You will leave there very, very grateful for your health, I promise you, because you need to see these things.
Time is 8:51. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue and wrap up our conversation with board member of the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging, Sandra Morris, as we chat about the upcoming annual Thanksgiving Fellowship Thursday, November 16th, 9 a.m. at the Carroll County Recreation Center. Stay with us.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Monday, November 13th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We have Sandra Morris, board member with the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging, in the studio with us today. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any last-minute questions or comments for our guests, feel free to throw those in. I'd be happy to read those out to Mrs. Morris. Of course, we've been chatting about the annual Thanksgiving Fellowship. That is coming up November 16th. It's the Thursday before Thanksgiving at the Carroll County Rec Center. It's the Thanksgiving Fellowship. Doors open at 9. You got great free Thanksgiving food, live entertainment with the Lard Bucket Band, also known as Alabama Rain. And you will have the presentation of the colors by the American Legion. You got fellowship, door prizes, tons of giveaways, and educational info for the seniors in our community. Don't forget about their raffle, $5 for a ticket, brought to you by the Barnes Store, Sit and Sleep, and Morris Auto Sales, all throwing in something to help raise money for the Council on Aging. Sandra, I know that this is the big event. This is one of the big events that everyone's looking forward to. But I have heard that you have some a pretty big event coming up later in the year for Christmas.
Well, it's the first time we've ever done it, and I'm a holiday person. I love fellowships. I love parties and things. So we are going to be doing, on December the 6th, on Wednesday afternoon, we are going to be doing a Christmas show. It's going to be at the East Carrollton Recreation Center, which is the gym near the chamber. And it's going to be from 2 to 4. It's not a meal, but it is going to be a tremendous program. Many of you know Brenda Sue Holcomb, and she has put together a new group, and it's all local people, and they are fabulous. And it's going to be a Christmas show. Thank you to Carrollton Recreation Department for allowing us to use their gym. And like I said, it's December the 6th. It's free. Just come on, get your shopping done, and come on over and enjoy the afternoon
good
with
concert.
Us.
Good concert. Yeah, good Christmas music concert.
It's going to be beautiful, and it's going to be fabulous, and it's free.
And I believe you've seen Brenda's group play.
Oh, yes. They did a birthday party for me, and they are fabulous. Anything Brenda Sue does has always been fabulous. But, you know, Brenda Sue's like me. She's not, you know, real young anymore. But, Lord, she is motivated, and she is inspirational the way she can get people to sing and do things. And most of the people in that group are older people, not as old as me, but... But they're, you know, they're experienced. We'll put it that way.
Experience.
Yeah,
they've been
experience,
around. They know how it goes.
And they are having a good time, and they want to share that with our seniors. So you'll be seeing that shortly, the advertisements for that. If you want to sponsor it, if you want to come out, you got to be an elderly senior citizen to come, or either bringing somebody. Now, if you're a caregiver, you can come. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be some of the best Christmas music you will find anywhere. They were just at the Biltmore House.
Wow.
And they're everywhere.
They performed at the Biltmore House.
They sure did.
Isn't that place amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
What a beautiful place.
So I'm excited. This is our first annual. We'll talk about next year. But it's going to be fun.
So that's a great opportunity to catch some Christmas music.
Yes.
To have your senior family and friends out of the house and enjoying a great Christmas concert. Sandra, we only have about 3.5-4 minutes. If you could, let's leave some folks with some information again about this fellowship. Just kind of give folks an idea what they are in store for if they can come out on November 16th.
Well, you're going to see a wonderful, beautiful crowd of people. We've ordered lunch for 800 seniors, and that's a lot of people. But the gym is a big place. Thank you to Carroll County for letting us use their gym for the Thanksgiving Fellowship. So don't get confused. Thanksgiving is over close to Sheriff Langley at that gym. And the doors will open at 9. That gives you an hour to go around all the vendor tables, find your seat. And we're going to have coffee there. So it's going to be a good event, and the music's going to be fabulous. We're going to have door prizes, so you'll get a ticket. We do have some special door prizes, too. Thank you to Carol EMC. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but we've got a lot of door prizes this time. And so just about everybody will leave with something, I hope. But please come on out. The weather may be yucky. It may be awful, but the gym's going to be nice and warm. And, you know,
Once the dancing starts.
That's exactly right. And we're, you know, that's what's important is to enjoy yourself. I don't care how bad you feel today. You could feel worse. So please come out, enjoy this fellowship, and thank our vendors. Thank everybody that's supporting us. If you're a business out there, it's not too late. Give me a call and you can come on out and support the Council on Aging.
Not to mention, the fundraising raffle that's going on. Barnstores donating a handgun. Sit and Sleep, I believe, is donating a chair. Mm-hmm. Morris Auto Sales is donating cash, which can be, which you can get tickets at $5, correct?
Yes, $5. Yes, I have tickets. A lot of Corey Allen at the Sheriff's Department has tickets. Tanya has tickets at the Carrollton Senior Center. I have tickets. You call me, I will bring you tickets.
You know, I think that folks listening, I think, you know, businesses, offices, insurance agencies, some of the corporations around here, I think they should all just band together and they all just reach out to you and the whole company buy a handful.
Oh, that would be great. When I leave here, I'll bring you whatever you want. They're still in my car. But it's a great event and it's a great cause. You just look around here. Carroll County is blessed to have a lot of elderly. 10 years ago, I think we had 18,000 people over 65 in the 3-county area. I don't even know now. Because everybody's moving here to be with your grandchildren.
Yep.
And that's a great thing for the grandchildren.
What a beautiful community we live to have all these organizations step up and help make this event special. Again, that is Thursday, November 16th. The Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging will present the annual Thanksgiving Fellowship open to all senior citizens in the West Georgia area. Doors open at 9, live entertainment, Lard Bucket Band, Alabama Rain. You're going to have the presentation of colors by the Legion. Fun, fellowship, door prizes, giveaways, educational info. What more could you need? Sandra, thank you so much for all that you do, you and the organization, volunteering to help make these events happen for our seniors. And thank you for taking the time to come on here and talk about what you guys got going on.
Thank you for allowing me to be here. It's a great place to be.
Excellent, excellent. Well, to all of you tuning in and all of you tuning into our live stream on our WLBB Facebook page, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We'll see you tomorrow.